What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Today's episode is going to be talking about a few image enhancement tools, image and asset enhancement tools. And this is a bit of an extension off of yesterday's episode. You'll probably remember we did a bit about image enhancement when we were talking about some creative ways to use artificial intelligence to create social media content. And so I wanted to do a bit of a deeper dive on some of the actual tools that you can use or that can be used to do that image and not only image, but video enhancement. So the gist of these products is that they're going to take your existing graphics or videos and you can input them into the system or the artificial intelligence tools, and the algorithms will be used to improve the quality of those images and videos in a variety of ways. Today, I'm going to touch on four different tools that you can use to enhance your images and video for use in your social media marketing campaigns or your just marketing campaigns in general. The first tool is TensorPix. That's TensorPix.com. TensorPix is a tool that's going to allow you to do things like increase the resolution of your videos or recover lost details within your videos. You can stabilize shaking shots. You're going to be able to take videos that are in low quality and get 4K high quality videos out of them through conversion. You can boost your frames per second even significantly to make your videos smoother and more crisp. And you can even fix noisy videos. It's going to let you do some really awesome things. Oh, and also things like natural slow motion can be added. You can de-interlace old footage, which basically means you can make footage compatible for modern digital screens and frame rates. I mean, the list of things goes on and on that they can do for you to increase the quality of your videos. Definitely check out the links below if you are in the business of creating video for your consumers or for your marketing efforts. Next up is a platform called HitPaw, HITPAW. And this tool looks like it offers a ton of awesome AI products in the image and video enhancement space. They have several tools here. I will go ahead and give you a little bit of a rundown. They have a video enhancer, an AI video editor, an AI video object remover. And that one sounds super cool and useful and interesting to me. It looks like you can do things like remove unwanted objects and people or clutter from your video in as little as 3 seconds, according to the product features here on the site. You can automatically track and identify the object movement with AI recognition, and then you can easily remove a background of a video in 3 steps. And you can also, according to this page, accurately adjust the removed area with magic selection brush or change the video background to a solid color, quote unquote. Cut. You can easily remove a background of a video in as little as 3 steps. You can also, according to the page here, accurately adjust the removed area with a magic selection brush, or do things like change the video background to a solid color or a backdrop, have a backdrop uploaded. So tons of stuff you can do here with a video. And you know, being that I just cracked into the beginner video production space with this podcast, I can already see a lot of use cases. You can record your podcast in almost anywhere, for instance, and then you can set up a backdrop or a background if your videos are interrupted by a dog crashing through the background, which has been known to happen on occasion in this studio slash office, or maybe a baby crawling through the background instead. And instead of cutting and editing, we can remove said dog or said baby from the video going on. Also in their list here, they have an AI avatar creator, which we talked a little bit about a couple of those type of tools or similar tools on the previous show or on one of the shows already. And then the last one they have here, which is equally as interesting to me as the object removal, but a little shady, if you ask me, is the watermark remover. So it is an AI inbuilt technology, according to the website, that's going to allow you to detect and remove watermarks automatically from images and videos. So right away, my question is, how are they really getting away with that? And the purpose behind it, what is the purpose behind it? Because if you're not in the business of finding a lot of stock imagery or stock photo, when you download a preview for free, you're going to get a watermarked version of that image or video with the name of the stock company usually. And it's what lets you know that basically that is a preview and it prevents you from using it in marketing materials unless you want to appear unprofessional to a certain degree. And without obviously declaring that it is used or being used without licensing or payment for that matter. So it seems like the point here is to enable you to remove those watermarks and kind of get away with maybe taking some video that is watermarked with a different company or a stock company. Anyway, it's a little black hat to me. And for those of you who are not in the SEO space, or if you or are in the SEO space, or if you know the history of Westerns, black hat is kind of like the shady tactics and behavior that was used in the SEO game early on and still to this day. Anything you can kind of do to work around the system. And this tool really kind of seems like that to me. Okay, so next up we have Sketch AI, and that's a really cool app, which, I can kind of see the marketing application, but I just wanted to include it because it looks so awesome. It's going to let you literally take your sketches and convert them to high quality stock photos or digital artwork that you're going to be able to use just from a sketch. check it out. The link is in the show notes, and you can download it for the App Store or Google Play. This one is just cool. I mean, like I said, there's definitely some marketing applications here, but and I don't know why you would necessarily want to sketch your drawings ahead of time unless you're particularly creative or artistically talented, I should say, in which case maybe your ideas are so complex and high level that it would be easier to sketch them out. If that's the case, then this is definitely the tool for you, so check it out. And then last on our list for today is a tool called letsenhance.io, also linked in the show notes. And this is just a straight up cool image AI enhancer, excuse me, AI image enhancer and improvement tool. So it can do things to your image like including increase the resolution and fix pixelation and blur to do a lot of corrections to colors and lightings. This tool also has the ability to remove JPEGs, and it also looks like it can do some object removal from images as well. And then the real reason why I would probably use it is for the ability to upscale pics. This is why I chose the app to highlight it, because of this feature. You can upscale your pictures without losing any quality up to 16 times, according to the website here. Cut. So you can make your pics high resolution and enlarge them. You can sharpen photos for printing or on the web for with a single click, and that's pretty cool. All right, that's it for today's episode. If you enjoy the show or you found anything educational or you learned anything today, do me a favor and subscribe or follow on Spotify or use the RSS feed to follow on your platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and super helpful. So until next time, thank you as always for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward.